Amen. Happy Friday. Hey, hey, hey. You guys didn't get the memo. They didn't get the memo, Sean. Pink sweater bow tie Friday. You guys didn't get the memo? All right. Next time we'll let you know. Looking good. Hey, we have some visitors today who are coming to Hope College. We are glad that you are here, and we hope to see you again next year. That rhymed pretty good. All right. Every second semester, we have the privilege to have six seniors do a senior witness. Today is our second senior witness, Sean Grootsma, who is, yes. Yes. Galesburg, Michigan, management major. Let me pray for him right now. Lord, we bless you for the joy in this place right now because your presence is here. Speak through our good brother, Sean, and that we may get to know you closer. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, Sean Grootsma.
God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Awesome. Thank you for letting me do that. I've grown up in the Reformed Church, and that's something that I've always wanted to do. So knock that one off the bucket list. Here we go. Oh, you know, it's weird. I'm sitting up here, and it all hits me that I'm a senior because I remember my sophomore year, I sat right back there listening to guys like Travis Reith and otherwise seniors getting the opportunity to do this. So when Kate and Boris told me that I was doing this, yeah, they really didn't give us a choice. I was in shock, and I never thought that I would have the chance to stand up in front of Hope College and attempt to offer some wise words of my own. But you know, here I am, and here's my hope story. And what I wanted to talk to you about is this little thing called faith, and I'm certain that a lot of you are aware of it. And about a couple weeks ago, C.J. Neuendorp talked about it and did a great job, by the way, and talked about how hard it really is. My faith is something that I've always treasured, and now that there's nothing that can get in the way of that. I like the words in Matthew 6:6 that tell us to go into our rooms, close the door, and pray to our Father who is unseen. I took this way too literal looking back and realized that I wasn't as open with my faith as I should have been. Now, being the wise senior that I am, I take advantage of times when I get to share my faith with others, and I encourage you to do the same. My faith is as strong as it has ever been, but it took a lot to get here. God is good all the time. Now let me rewind back to my freshman year. I came in a week early to try out for the soccer team and loved everything that Hope had to offer, especially the freedom that I had. Being on my own, I had the sense that I could do things on my own. That was stupid. I found myself in a place that I did not want to be and put all the weight on my shoulders rather than doing what I knew was right, and that was seeking God's guidance. My lifestyle was reflective of that in a lot of ways. I wasn't happy, I felt alone, my grades weren't what they should have been, and even soccer was a drag. And if you know me, you know that that wasn't me. I sink in love playing soccer with the joy of an 8-year-old, and my grades have always been pretty well. I soon came to the realization that I wasn't the know-it-all that I thought I was. I've been trying to take on all the burdens life had thrown at me. Like I said, my grades were poopy. My brother was in a bad car accident. And my mom was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I didn't put my faith in God, but rather took on life by myself. But little did I know that God was working in my life. And like I said, God is good all the time. I turned to the Word because I knew that there was something in there for my situation. One thing I like to do is flip to Matthew because it's full of red words. And we all know that those red words are the important ones. I came across the passage, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and it reads, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I don't know about you, but those are probably the most comforting words I've ever heard or read. And life was not easy at that time, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. It's pretty crazy how God works out his timing. I found that comfort and rest that God gives us, and he promises in those verses. I went to him every day and found comfort in his word. And as I just told you, I like to flip to the book of Matthew. And another pearl that I found in Matthew comes from chapter 6, verses 33 through 34. They say, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I tell you this because there's another point in my college career where I once again put the burden on my shoulders. For a lot of us seniors, we dread this thing called the job search, and we know little about where we will be after college. I did this, and like I said, put the burden on my shoulders, and I had forgotten what it meant to seek God first. After multiple interviews for internships and not hearing back from some companies, I came up empty. I sat down and remember being so bummed and mad at life. But remember, God is good all the time. I turned back to my sword and started praying to God. And even when things working out, I can find comfort and rest in him. And at that time, I was unaware of what God had planned for me, but I had this sense of ease because I knew that he had something great in store for me. After the normal blue-collar job, I came back to hope. I was getting hassled by my loving father and mother, and they encouraged me to start applying and looking again. I was approached by Dale Austin at Career Services, and he came up to me with a great opportunity at the Terry Berry Company. I applied, got the interview, and worked hard in hopes of getting another. I knew that if God had this in store for me, then he would work it out. And after 3 interviews, I got a phone call and got the job. All the time, God is good. My faith is not always at a constant level. There are times when it fluctuates more than a thermometer in Michigan. And at the times when I was not seeking my God, I found myself in a funk. But when I was fully devoted, I was living the dream. Everything was working out, whether things were good or bad. And with that being said, I know that I can always find rest in the Lord, because even in the darkest of days, God is good. I meet up and talk with this guy every once in a while. His name's Jerry Root, and I think a lot of you know him. If you don't know him, you better get to know him. Because speaking of wise people, he's one of them. He asked me one time, he said, "Sean, I know a lot of guys, and they have the life verse. So is Matthew 11:28 yours?" And I thought about it, and I said, "Yeah, it is." It keeps things fresh for me and keeps it in perspective, because every time that I feel down, I can always go back to the Word, because it's so comforting, like I told you. And I have my ribbon there at all times, so I can just flip it open and I'm right there. Finding rest in him and seeking his kingdom first have helped me to grow to who I am today. I am no longer alone as I get to share this journey with my wonderful girlfriend and my boys in the Keystone. My mom is cancer-free, and my brother and father have become my best friends. I have found a great family here at Hope, along with my brothers at Phi Tau Nu, and I hope that is certain that God has put me here for a reason. All the time, God is good. It took me a long time to figure these things out, and trust me, I'm no saint. But if you can take anything away from my rambling, I would hope that you could learn from my mistakes. I still do not have this thing called life figured out, but I do know that it's not something that we can take on by ourselves. We need God to guide us along every step. Seek first his kingdom and find rest in him. He knows you inside and out, and he'll get you to where you need to be. Faith in him is all we need, for we do not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And all the time, God is good. Go in peace.